Sri Govardhan Puja. Sri Govardhan Puja Mahotsava Ke. Sri Prabhupada Ke. So it's certainly one of the most wonderful festivals we have in here. A great opportunity for coming close to the Lord, appreciating the Lord more, and really cultivating our personal relationship with the Lord more. And so, as has been our little tradition for the last so many years, we are going to take you now on Govardhan Parikrama. How many of you have been on Govardhan Parikrama? I mean, in India, that one, a big one. Not too many. Now you must come if you haven't. Have you been? Have you been? Must tell about the India. So we're going to begin this year. We're going to begin right at the beginning, which is a good place to begin. We're going to begin right down here, or right up here, at the northern end of Govardhan Hill. It's the most northern part, that's for sure. At the northern end of Govardhan Hill is Radhakund and Shanakund, means two lakes. Kund basically means a lake or a small lake. So that's where we'll begin. Right down here, basically where we stand right now. Hari Bol. Okay, yeah, right where I am now. It's Radhakund and Shanakund. You know, it is said, well, not just it is said, but our great acharyas have pointed out that of all sacred places, all sacred places of whatever type, of whatever tradition, be it, you know, Bethlehem, if you've heard of that, Jerusalem or Mecca, you know, out of all sacred places, Vrindavan is the most sacred. Vrindavan is just, it's in a special class of its own, special category of its own, in terms of sanctity and richness, in terms of godliness, and in terms of being dear to the Supreme Lord. Vrindavan is in a category of its own. But then the great acharyas say that in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is not just like a town, it's like a region. It's like a region. In fact, our devotees, I'm not sure how many, but at least 1,000, and quite likely more, of our devotees are currently walking around the greater Vrindavan area, the region, right now for this whole month of Kartik. We're somewhere in the middle, we're roughly in the middle of this lunar month of Kartik right now. And our devotees there, large group of them, they're walking around that area for the whole month, sort of around the perimeter of it. But it takes a month, so it's not a small area. And each day they walk from 10 to 25 kilometers barefoot. It's Shri Shri Radha Radha Ke Shri Giri Giri Radha Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ke. So anyway, in that greater Vrindavan area of the region, the most sacred place is Govardhan Hill. We are right now. But at Govardhan Hill, because it's also a little bit like a region, it's about 24 kilometers around. So it's not just some little hill somewhere. It really is substantial. But at Govardhan Hill, there are many sacred places where different particular pastimes of Lord Krishna took place. And in all those places at Govardhan Hill, the most sacred, the most exalted is Radha Kund, the bathing place of Srimati Radharani. And next to it is Shavakund or Krishna Kund, which is the bathing place of Lord Krishna. So we are going to start there. And we will start by reading a few prayers to Radhakund and Shavakund. Let's just have a look here. Yeah. So let us just say a couple of words to start off with about Govardhan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally enjoys pastimes on Govardhan Hill. He personally lifted Govardhan Hill with his own hand to protect his cowherd associates. Who is able to describe the glories of Govardhan Hill, the best of Lord Krishna's servants? So, okay. Here's some prayers glorifying Radha Kund and Shavakund. Please listen carefully, because this will get you, this will help get you into the mood. A lot of Krishna consciousness is about mood. We use the term, Prabhupada used the term, consciousness. Consciousness, our thinking and feeling processes. So, we want you all to tune in now to Govardhan Hill. And different places around Govardhan Hill, tune in terms of mood, in terms of consciousness. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you sure? Sure, you're sure. Okay. Here we go. These are some beautiful verses from Shilushna Chakravati Thakur. Radha Kund and Shavakund are Govardhan's two love-filled eyes. Because the hill nourishes the cowherd boys and girls and the cows with Lord Krishna's sweetness, the hill shines with the name Govardhan. Govardhan, well, that's, Govardhan is a, you could say, a compound word. Go, Vardhan. Go means the cows. It also means the senses. But particularly in this context, go will take to really indicate the cows. And Vardhan means to nourish. To nourish So go downhill then is the place which nourishes the cows in terms of the beautiful green grasses. When you get a chance to come closer after a while and really have a look at Govardhan Hill here, you'll see lots of green grass, tons of green grass, which nourishes the cows. But of course, because it's the form of Krishna, it doesn't just nourish them in terms of eating and, you know, that sense physically, but it nourishes their love and their relationship with Krishna. Okay, let's carry on. Shavakund and Radhakund are two great floods of the nectar of beauty. They are two great oceans of splendor. They are two beautiful roots from which devotional service grows. They are two jewel mines of love. They are two seeds from which grow the jewel vines of transcendental pastimes. How did they become two splendid and nectar-sweet lakes? That question will be answered in a minute. By seeing these two lakes, Radha and Krishna believe they are present in them. It is as if they directly see each other there. The wise say that by approaching these lakes, one directly approaches Radha and Krishna. Longing to meet, but forced to remain separate, Radha and Krishna assumed the forms of Radhakund and Shavakund. In this way they become splashed with the nectar of meeting each other. I think that when Radha saw Krishna, she melted with ecstasy and thus assumed the liquid state of the waters of Radhakund. And in the same way when Krishna saw Radha, he also melted in ecstasy and became the waters of Shavakund. In this way, these two lakes bear the names and qualities of the divine couple. Out of great kindness to the people, so they could directly taste their sweetness, Radha and Krishna have become these two lakes. So it's just a couple of words, a few words of introduction, and just like we said, to focus our mood, develop our mood a little bit. So we're beginning our parikrama there at the northern end. Govardhan Hill is long and narrow. We said it's about 24 kilometers around. But it is about 11 kilometers long. So it's only at the widest point, at the most a kilometer across. Otherwise it's a long, narrow hill. So Radha and Shavakund are at the northern end, and they're the most sacred places at Govardhan Hill, and many amazing and wonderful pastimes happen there. For example, let us just tell you one little pastime. Here you see we've mapped a number of the main places, I would say basically all the main places around Govardhan Hill. Right here in between Radhakund and Shavakund is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutia, where he lived, and Samadhi, where his transcendental body was interred in due course. So, Raghunath Das Goswami spent 49 years there at Govardhan Hill at Radhakund. And you know what? When he would chant his japa, he would generally enter into the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Enter into them. I don't think that this really happens with us. You know, I know it's a bit of a challenge sometimes chanting for a couple of hours a day on beads. And sometimes when we're chanting, our mind is not entering the pastimes, but it's thinking, you know, when, how many more rounds? Oh, I've got 6 more rounds, oh gosh. Or, you know, what time is this or that? You know what I mean? I believe this happens with some of us some of the time. Does it happen with you? It does. You can, you know, you don't know about it, you can ask him about it. I think any of this applies. But Raghunath Das Goswami, when he would sit by Radhakund and Shyamakund and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radha and Krishna would appear in front of him, and he would see the spiritual world, and then he would enter into it and interact with them, just as we are interacting now, and just as we interact with each other. So he would just enter the pastimes and interact with Radha and Krishna. And on that particular day, when he entered into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Radha and Krishna were offered some sweet rice, you know, very special sweet rice. So Radha and Krishna were enjoying the sweet rice so much, offered to them with love by their devotees. So they relished the sweet rice for some time. Then after a while, they stopped. And the remnants, there were plenty of remnants, they were distributed amongst the gopis, particularly the manjaris, the young gopis, who were gathered there assisting them in their pastimes. And Raghunath Das Goswami was there with them in his gopi form. In Goloka Vrindavan, Raghunath Das Goswami is a female. He's a female. The last manjari. So the gopis there, they then relish the remnants of Radha and Krishna, and particularly Raghunath Das Goswami in his form as the last manjari. He really got into it and just had lots and loads of sweet rice. Not simply because he just wanted to eat and enjoy the sense gratification of eating something tasty, but he was relishing the nectar from the lips of Radha and Krishna, and he just couldn't stop himself. So then after a while he came back to external consciousness, as we are generally or practically always. He just came back to sort of being here in this world. This was in the morning, now it was lunchtime. So his assistant came with his lunch, actually his only one meal of the day. Each day was a leaf cup. It's sort of the size of your hand if you hold it like that. A leaf cup of buttermilk, a leaf cup, one egg number of buttermilk. And Raghunath Das Goswami looked at this and he said, you know, my stomach is a little upset. I won't eat today. He had not eaten since the same time the day before, because he only ate once a day. And also only a cup of buttermilk, which is just practically nothing. So that's what he said. My stomach is upset and I won't eat today, so thank you. And the devotees became concerned. Oh, his stomach is upset. Oh, let us call a doctor. So they called an Ayurvedic doctor. And you know how they do it, the Ayurvedic doctors. They take a reading of your pulse. That pulse would appear just beneath the hand. And they take a reading of your pulse. In those days, the Ayurvedic doctors, they could take a real reading and they could tell you what your physical condition was. Nowadays, nowadays, it may be different. I've had it done a few times. One fellow doctor meant to be on my pulse, and he said, uh-huh, you have a cold. I said, no, I don't have a cold. And he said, oh, really? Okay, just a moment. Your stomach is upset. Yes, a little bit. Ah, yes, I've got the reading.